I'm Phil Pringle, and welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you are in the world. C3 Church Global is a family of almost 600 churches around the world, and this podcast is all about equipping pastors and leaders to lead healthy, growing, and multiplying churches. We are Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and Connect-driven. Every week on this podcast, you will find new and uplifting content to strengthen you, equip you, and help you lead others into a relationship with Christ. You'll find a mix of devotionals that build your faith and your relationship with Christ, as well as rich and empowering conversations with leaders and friends in ministry from around the world. We also bring inspiring testimonies and updates from our pastors and churches throughout the C3 movement on the 64 nations that we're present in. Here's this week's podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. I'm Phil Pringle, and this week we have the immense pleasure, privilege, honor of having Talen Michael, an online evangelist, with us. Hey, Talen.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, well, I've been so impressed with your teaching, your preaching, and your achievements so far. I mean, you actually haven't been in the kingdom for too long, as I understand it.
Yes, sir. So I got saved September 25th of 2017. I was in college. It was my junior year. I was at the lowest point in my life. I was hooked on drugs. I was drinking all the time. I was living in the world, and I had a supernatural encounter with Jesus, and someone preached the very simple gospel to me, and it changed everything. So I'm very thankful for the Lord, going on 6 years saved now.
Fantastic. And did you have a religious upbringing or?
No, sir. Actually, so I would say I probably grew up just about as far away from God as you could possibly get. No one in my family would have deemed themselves religious. If anything, we were told not to really go to church. It was kind of frowned upon. You were teased if you had any desire to go to church. So I did not grow up in the church or around the church at all. I had a few interactions with like youth pastors and people who had attempted to reach me, but I never slipped all the way in. In fact, I grew up in a very broken home. My parents divorced at a very young age, and my relationship with my parents faltered all the way up and through college. So I grew up kind of far away from God, but he got me in my college years.
And now you've been 6 years saved. I understand you've married the pastor's daughter.
I have. Yes, I've married my pastor's daughter. And it was a godsend. You know, it's funny, we met in a revival meeting. So you know it must have been from the Lord, because if you meet a woman in revival, then I believe I'm going to live in revival. So it was a total godsend. And yes, my pastor, I've married his daughter. And my team and I, we were stationed in Iowa for a number of years. And I felt the call of God to pick up and move to connect to my spiritual father, Pastor Stan Pody. And his daughter was included in the package. So I'm very thankful to the Lord.
Man, that's such a great story. So you got saved and you came to the Lord. What got you involved in going online as an evangelist?
That's a great question. I was working a normal 9-to-5, and I guess even before then, I went to college, got kicked out of college twice, and then I got saved and full of the Holy Ghost. And I went back and attempted to study theology and did not quite turn out the way that I wanted it to. You know, a lot of times you'll go back to a theological seminary or many places are kind of dry. You go in with a fire from God and then you come out dry as a raisin. And that was kind of my experience, where I started to actually lose my passion for God going into theological seminars. And so I separated from that, and just I was on fire for God. You know, the gift of the evangelist, the grace of an evangelist, was in operation in my life, and I was working as a window washer. So I was washing windows for 8 to 10 hours a day, but everywhere I went, I was telling people about Jesus. We were leading people to Jesus on our lunch break. We would clean their windows, power wash their house, clean out their gutters, and then lead them to Jesus, and they'd get the whole package. And I was just, I was on fire. You know, it reminded me of Brother William Seymour during the Azusa Street Revival, and he said, "Dip me in the kerosene of thy spirit, Lord, and set my heart ablaze for you." And that's how I felt. I got the fire. The fire was in me, and I was just preaching. But one day I was cleaning windows, and I heard somebody talking on a podcast. And they said, "If you intend to impact this generation and you're not on TikTok, then you're making a grave mistake." And at that same moment, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and he said, you need to start preaching the gospel on TikTok and telling people your testimony. And as soon as I got on TikTok, within about 90 days, we had gone viral. We were getting millions and millions of views of people and people receiving Jesus Christ. And I was telling people my testimony and how I got kicked out of college twice. And the Lord lit me on fire. And now he's using me to impact and reach a generation. And it all kind of started from there. And that was about 4 years ago. And since then, we've expanded from TikTok to Facebook to YouTube and even Snapchat. And really the vision is to take over the internet, and we're calling it the viral revival. So I'm very thankful for what the Lord is doing online.
That's amazing. And you've actually exceeded 3 million subscribers on YouTube, right?
Yes, sir. So it originally started back with TikTok, like I mentioned, and very quickly, in under 2 years, we went from zero to over 2.6 million followers on TikTok, and then they banned us on TikTok for preaching the gospel. So we built another TikTok account, grew that to over 300,000, and then that was when we actually stepped over into YouTube, and the Lord gave me what I call my viral video framework. And it was like a direct download from heaven where the Lord began to show me how to package Christian content and Bible stories and put them into a viral video format. And we started pumping out content on YouTube. And within about 11 and a half months, we went from zero on YouTube to over 3 million subscribers. And now we help other online missionaries to do the same thing, people that want to win souls online.
So good. Unbelievable. And I can't remember how, I remember how I heard your name. It was, I was preaching at a church called the Harvest Church up north of Sacramento here in California. Ron and Jennifer Aviers, wonderful people. And I've been there a couple times, and I'm there again this year in July for their revival conference with Sammy Rodriguez and a few others. And it will be an amazing time. But in their, one of their staff, Alex Meadows and his wife, we got to know each other a bit. And he shared with me really enthusiastically about you. He said, this guy, he's doing all this stuff and he's amazing. I have joined up and he's teaching me how to become. Now, Alex, I think, has got about 4 million subscribers or something on YouTube now. But that was how I first heard about you. And congratulations on the success of your students here. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I remember Pastor Alex Meadows was one of our first students that really took off. I mean, he took the viral video framework and he took our strategies and he ran with it. I think within 120 days, he had grown from almost zero to over 2 or 3 million in 4 months. It was rapidly one of the fastest growing students we had ever had. And he was seeing tons of people give their life to Jesus and get saved through his content and get lit on fire. And he hasn't slowed down. A good fruit of a proper strategy that comes from God is the fact that your students are passing you. So I'm very pleased to see Pastor Alex even grow faster than me and many of our other students. It's been such a joy. And you know, it's one of the things that has really blessed me the most is how you'll hear a lot of people in the older generation, and they look at this generation like, oh my gosh, how can you even reach them? You know, we call them right. iPad kids. They're always on social media. The devil basically owns the internet in their eyes. But I believe we're seeing right now before our very eyes that God is flipping the script on that, that this generation is being rapidly impacted through what he's doing online. And the way I look at it is social media is a mission field. I mean, you can go on to any YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok. You can go on there and you can bring the fire of God and you can see a mighty harvest of souls. And that's what we're seeing. Pastor Alex is just one example of that.
Yeah. I saw another one of your guys. What's his name? Jacek. He's doing really well. He's makes comments
yes,
about
sir.
other clips.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I believe he just passed, if I'm correct, I think 500,000 or another. I mean, there's a ton of people that are growing growing rapidly. And correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor Phil, but I believe that when you began to implement the framework, I've seen some of your Instagram reels really pop off. I think your highest one is at 2.1 million or a little more.
Yeah, it's a little over three, I think. Yeah.
Wow. Over three now. Yeah, that's amazing.
So, yeah. And I'm certainly deeply grateful to your help with that, Taylan, because it's not just about, producing content. I think most pastors could do that, but it's about just getting confidence to actually go online. Now, there's always trolls. You know, I've had my share over the years, and that's another nervy point. But, you know, what the heck? We're not here to please men. We're here to please God and it's kind of it's actually a sign that you're doing something reasonably effective. So I think I just want to say thank you for your generosity, actually, because you were very generous with me and with my team. I got our team on to talk with you, and you were very happy to talk to everybody. And, I would have no hesitation recommending your program to people. And I have to plenty of people said, you really ought to check this guy out. He's got a strategy that is very helpful and very confidence building.
Wow. Well, that blesses me a lot. And again, I appreciate you even taking the time to talk about it. It's an honor to be able to help you. And I know you have many, many churches that they get a hold of this thing and they'll take an entire generation for Jesus. So I believe this is just the beginning, and the best is yet to come.
Right. Hey, everyone. I believe in the local church. Ever since we started our church way back in 1980, we've been planting churches all around the world, in major cities, villages, towns, and we have seen ourselves plant churches now in over 60 nations in the earth. Last year, we planned to plant 20 churches, and we ended up planting 45. This year, we're going to plant another 42 churches. I'd like to invite you to become a partner with us in this grand plan that God has called us to, planting His magnificent church all around the world. It's not an inexpensive exercise to plant churches. It costs a lot to support pastors when they're just starting out, and their families and their structures, their circumstances, renting houses, needing a car. And in some of these places, they're very poor, and we want to help them rise up and plant great churches in their nations. You can help us by jumping over to our website, C3 Church Global, and there you will find a giving section, and you can give towards helping us plant churches all around the world. I'm praying for you that as you give, the blessing of God will rest upon your life in abundance. In Jesus' name, God bless you. So, Taylan, you know, just winding it down from the millions of views and the millions of subscribers, which to a lot of people, that's just beyond them. They've got their social media platform in the church. They're in church. They've got a social media platform. They maybe have 500 followers or 1,000 or whatever. In my view, that is still so powerful in terms of actually referring links and what they can click on and where they can go to and just share about their own church on that site. How would you guide people who are not really wanting to be online evangelists? They're not that feeling that depth of call, but they certainly want to serve the Lord and share Christ. What's their best strategy?
I would say the first step, Pastor Phil, and that's a great question, because a lot of people, they want to know this. Like you said, they might not want to be the next online evangelist or have the YouTube plaque or anything like that. And I totally get that. This is for anybody. I mean, honestly, I believe at the end of our time, we'll stand before God and we'll have to answer to is whether or not we use the influence that God gave us to reach people with the gospel. And the beautiful thing is anybody, no matter how old, how young, where you're at in life, if you've got a simple device, you can pick this thing up and you can reach people with the gospel. And you know, the first place I would start, Pastor Phil, seems to be the most powerful, is simply a testimony. You know, the Bible says in the book of Revelation that we defeat the spirit of the Antichrist by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when people hear that Jesus is alive and that he changed your life and what he did for you, he'll do for anybody. He doesn't have favorites and he doesn't show partiality. When people hear that and they know, hey, I've seen that guy or I've seen that girl on social media, this is their story. This is amazing. It will spark faith in them to take action. So a great place to start, whether you're a church, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a missionary, whether you're just working a 9-to-5 like I was and you're on fire to tell people about Jesus, I would just pick up your device and film your testimony. Put it on Facebook, put it on Instagram, put it on YouTube. Start there, and that's a great first step. And then from there, you'll begin to expand a little bit. You can tell people further things or tell people the full gospel and just be led by the Holy Ghost in that. But a great first step is just simply telling your testimony
online. So good. I think that's incredible. And some people have said to me, because I recently transitioned from leading our church. I turned 70 and now 72. So after transitioning out of that, I needed to, you know, have a platform, have a pulpit. Plus I'm leading C3 as well. But I get to preach in a lot of pulpits, but there are other people's, you know. And so I thought, I'm really going to use the social media platforms, and I'm on about 5 of them. So, I thought that'll be, because I got stuff to say and I want to say it. And people said to me, how are you going to cut through all the noise and, you know, how are you going to make your presence felt in there? And I thought about that and I thought, I'm not sure that's what I'm trying to do, really. I'm not trying to cut through all. There are certain people that we have been called to reach and they'll hear us. And our voice will be at a frequency and have a certain tone about it that will actually capture the hearts of the people that God has called us to. And you don't have to reach everybody. There's tons of people. And what I've enjoyed about, one of the things I've enjoyed about your teaching and your presentation to your students is the freedom for them to take the basic principles, but to do however they want to express that. And there are, like, the difference between Alex Meadows and this other guy and yourself is quite significant. And so I think that if everybody can say, you don't have to be like so-and-so, you just share who you are and you're going to reach somebody. Everybody, I mean, nobody has lived your life. We've all lived our own lives and nobody else has lived it. And so somebody needs to hear our story. And like you say, if they could just tell the story, it'll help.
It's absolutely true. The biggest thing I've realized, the biggest hurdle, is people just have to conquer that fear of man, where it's like, what is, and here, I'll give you a little secret. Anybody that listens to this or watches this after this is recorded, if you want to know what's really going to happen when you start to tell people about Jesus and what he's done for you, is everything that you fear will probably happen. And it's just something that you have to accept. Will your family mock you and make fun of you? More than likely. Will your friends have something to say? Probably. Will trolls get on your content and make terrible comments? Absolutely. But the Bible says, blessed are those that are persecuted for my name's sake. So there is a time where you rise up strong. And Paul told Timothy, the Lord's not given us a spirit of fear, no, but of power, love, and soundness of mind. So you rise up strong in the spirit of faith. You rise up strong in the spirit of power and love and soundness of mind. And you understand that, hey, God didn't give me the spirit of fear. I'm going to conquer it. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to tell people my story. I'm going to tell people what God has done for me. I don't care who mocks me. I don't care who has something terrible to say about me. Time is short. My life is but a vapor. I've got this tiny bit of time called my life to reach people with the power of the gospel, which is God's power saving everyone who believes. I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm going to get on the social media platforms. And even if it looks goofy, or I don't know how to do it the first couple of times I do it, trust me, the confidence will come. Just step out in faith. And I like how one pastor said it. My pastor always says it this way. The spirit of faith, stepping out in faith, is like swinging out over hell on a cornstalk and spitting in the devil's eye. So sometimes you just got to swing out over hell on a cornstalk, spit in the devil's eye. And when you rise up strong in faith, it's like a tadpole that'll slap a whale. You just have to understand, These things are going to come at you, but it's all right. The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Just get out there, tell people about Jesus, and know that God is watching over his word to perform it. So don't get stuck in the fear of man. Just go forward in a spirit of faith.
That's so good. Yeah. And I've always, like I did when I watched the first few videos of your introduction to the course and started out on the course, I was really impressed over the fact that you spent pretty much two whole videos talking about doctrine, and so that we didn't have any goofy teaching going out. You wanted to make sure that people understood how they got saved, what Jesus had done for them, who God is, et cetera, et cetera. And I appreciated that you wanted to get that foundation. And plus, you went, which is a basic foundation that I would always subscribe to on what a leader must do, and that's have a vision for what you're doing. And so don't just kind of wade into the water and see what way the tide's going, but actually set a course and have a vision and say, this is what I aim to do. And if people can do that with their social media, I mean, all of our people in all of our churches have a social media presence. And if they would just say, I want to reach 5 people this year with the gospel of Jesus, that multiply that times a billion around the world, and we will reach a lot of people.
Amen. You get the whole planet saved, believe it or not. But it is true, Pastor Phil. You know, a big part of it is, I like how you brought that up, is many people, they just don't have a vision for social media yet, you know? And that's what I realized when the Lord spoke to me in January of 2023. I was on a 21-day fast, and 2 weeks into the fast, we had all-night prayer at our church, and it was a direct download from heaven. And the Lord spoke to me and said, all right, it's time for you to raise up other people and show Christians how to preach the gospel online like I've shown you how to do. And I took that very seriously. I felt a grace come on me to do that. And now that since we've birthed the Kingdom Accelerator program, but one of the key things that the Lord gave me was vision for it. A lot of people, they just don't have vision for what is possible with social media. But in Habakkuk chapter 2, it says a few things. Number one, it says the vision comes from God, that Habakkuk called on God and God gave him a vision. And this is what he said, write down the vision, make it plain, read it so that he who reads it may run with it. If you can get a clear vision from God as to what it is that he would have you do with your online presence and social media, he's never going to withhold it from you. I mean, if you ask God for any good thing, he's not going to give you a snake. He's not going to withhold it from you. If you say, God, give me vision for my church, give me vision for my ministry, tell me what you would have me do to win souls online and to win this generation, he'll give it to you right away. He's very quick to answer a prayer like that, because it's God's will that the gospel be preached and that people be saved. So I believe people are going to listen to this. People are going to watch this, and they're going to catch a vision for what is possible online. And I'll tell you a little bit. I mean, we've got 463 online missionaries now that are being raised up to preach the gospel full-time online in our Kingdom Accelerator program. And we've seen over 256,102 confirmed decisions for Christ with our online missionaries. And that's just the beginning. So I believe there's going to be pastors and ministers that catch a vision from this that are going to get a hunger and a desire to go win souls preaching online.
So good. That is astronomical, Taylan. And after just being saved 6 years, that's incredible. God has really touched you. He's anointed you for this. There's no doubt about it. Like you say, it's a direct download from heaven. And they come at various times. I mean, way back in the book of Acts, if Peter hadn't seen that vision of animals, the Gentiles would never have come into the kingdom. And that's you and me. And we wouldn't even be here except for that vision back then. And you've got a vision, and it's not just a human one. It's from God to raise up this army. And so you're almost halfway there, 463 evangelists.
Yes, sir. The vision is 1,000 online evangelists. And I mean, once we hit 1,000, if the Lord should tarry, we'll go on to 10,000. I don't think there's necessarily a limit on it, but I've definitely put my faith out to raise up 1,000. And the way I've kind of looked at it is, if you get 1,000 of them all reaching, I think it's about 10 million people each, then you can reach technically 10 billion people, I believe, if that's the proper math, which is the entire planet. So that's kind of the vision behind it. If I can show 1,000 Christians how to reach 10 million views each or 10 million people each, then we can actually saturate the entire planet with the gospel
online. Amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, like for me, I do quite a lot of online stuff, but I travel a lot too. So for some people, they might think, you know, I haven't got a studio. I haven't got, you know, the right kind of setup. Well, look at me here. I'm here. I got this sort of light thing here. I got a microphone down here that I kind of am talking into. And I'm, you know, if you were to look around here, I'm in a borrowed house. And you just got to find places where you can actually. And I couldn't go outside today because they got construction next door. I was going to go outside, but there's all these noises going on. So there's always a reason why not, or else there's tons of reasons why you can actually go ahead and, like you say, do it in your phone. Just get some light on your face a little, and you know, make sure that you're. Audio is not too bad, and you will actually have a great impact. I think, obviously, it's a good idea to try and make sure your presentation is reasonable. Give us some keys about what people could do if they hear this and they think, man, I'm going to go and do that. What should they do in terms of audio, visual, lighting, et cetera?
Sure. Yeah, I would say, and you know, I mean, it's all by the grace of God that we are where we're at now. But some people would see that you got a beautiful studio and they're like, ah, like you said, I can't do that. I don't have a studio. I started with a $20 ring light and an iPhone. I had a $20 ring light from Walmart. I had an old iPhone 11. I was living in a basement with negative $233 in my bank account when I was doing this. So there's rock bottom. I was below rock bottom when I started. Literally, I was living in a basement. So anyone could start this wherever you're at. If you catch a vision for it, this is what I would tell you to do. Start with whatever you have. If you've got a camera, you can look up on YouTube how to get it all set up and everything like that. If you don't and you've just got a phone, I would get a very cheap but effective ring light. If you're balling on a budget, you can go on Amazon, go to Walmart, get something that has some relatively good lighting, and then just get a very simple background setup. You could have a nice living room like yours, or you could have a nice little setup with some books behind you or something like that. Something relatively aesthetically pleasing. You know, you don't want to have your dirty laundry behind you or anything that would ruin your credibility. You want to have some type of quality studio, and it doesn't take a ton of money. It really doesn't. You could probably find a corner in your house somewhere. I had a big curtain that I used to use when I upgraded from the old basement, and we just used the big curtain behind us with some $20 lights off of Amazon. So you could start small like that. I would try to get some type of professional microphone. This is a Shure mic. This is about $400. You might not be able to afford that if you're just getting started, but there's little lapel mics and Bluetooth mics that you can get that plug right into your phone for some crystal clear audio. And really, that's all you need to start. From there, you just start with that and start posting consistently. I would say start with one video a day where you just pick up your phone and for 30 seconds you say, hey, this is John. I just want to encourage you. Psalm chapter 1 says this, and you go through a few verses in a psalm, or you go through something simple where it's just a slight 30-second exhortation where you tell people God loves them, God has a plan for their life, God doesn't want you to go to hell, he wants you to go to heaven, make sure that you serve Jesus, and you can even give people a little online altar call or something. But you just start small like that. And then the next key, I would say this is equally as important. Find a couple of people, or at least one, that is posting content that you see yourself posting. And then you can literally copy and paste and then just put your own little spin on it. So if I was looking up to Pastor Phil's content and I was watching Pastor Phil, I would go look through all of his short form content, his YouTube videos. I would listen to his podcast. I would find out what he's doing and how he has success. And I would put my own twist on it, make it my own, and then just duplicate what's already working. It's kind of like the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So just find what's already working and then just put your own spin on it, make it your own, and then own it and just run with it.
That's so encouraging. And there's tons of great content out there. I know some of your guys, like this newer guy we were talking about before. I can't quite remember how to pronounce his name, but he just makes comments about existing videos on any, and they're very short comments, like five words, and then he just lets the video play.
Yeah, you can find literally just about any niche. I mean, there's people that do reaction videos. There's people that do storytelling. I started with more storytelling, where I really felt to take Bible stories and put them into a visual, make it kind of like a movie, where I would tell people about end time Bible prophecy and what's coming in the last days and what you need to know about the times that we're living in. And you can find people that are creating the type of content. This is a good way for you to identify the content you should make. What type of content are you already consuming? Because clearly right. You have a passion for that type of content. So you just find the kind of content that you're already consuming. For me, I love end time Bible prophecy. I love studying Bible prophecy, what the Bible says is going to happen in the last days, and how the church is triumphant through it all. And I love studying that. So all I did was take what I was already passionate about and the content that I was already consuming, and I just packaged it into content that I enjoyed to create. And what will happen right. is, one, you'll get a ton of views, and you'll stay happy the whole time you do it. There's nothing right. worse than making a ton of content that you have zero zeal for. It's much better to find something you're already passionate about and run with it.
I think that always translates well. The best teachers on earth are those who are enthusiastic, not those who know the most. And enthusiasm and fire definitely communicate better than just about anything else. There's also some things to avoid, right? Online that, you know, things that get you banned, or maybe it's not worth avoiding them if it's going to make you compromise. But I mean, there's just some unnecessary reasons why people have found themselves getting, you know, knocked off. I got to tell you an interesting story. I think I might have told you I got my Instagram account hacked and it got stolen. I got this call in the middle of the night from some Middle Eastern country where the guy says, "Hey, bro, we own you." they wanted money for the account, you know, so I was getting blackmailed. But then I had some contacts, some good friends who were quite deep on the inside of anyway, and they helped me, and I got it back in about 2 weeks' time. So, but that was a nervy thing, you know, to, you know, these days when there's hackers and people who can do stuff to you online, is there any advice you got for safety online?
Absolutely. First thing I would say is never trust anybody that you're not directly paying or is on staff or something with your information. So a common trick that people will use is they'll say, "Hey, we wanted to invite you on to this podcast, or we want to invite you on to do a join live stream. We just need your login information. We just need your ID, your password, your birthday, your social security number, your bank routing and accounting number." And all of a sudden they start asking you for all these. If you have somebody asking you questions like that, probably a red flag. You want to avoid anything like that. I wouldn't, this day and age, I would almost trust nobody. Like if I didn't know Pastor Phil, I would probably be like, I don't know. Someone wants to do a podcast. But just stick to the people that you know. Stick to the people that you can trust. You don't want to just hand out your information. The second key would be having dual authentication. So on all of your platforms, I would have a dual authentication. That way, anytime somebody's logging into your platforms, you receive a text message or an email, and you have to authenticate who is logging into your information. And make difficult passwords. So don't give it away. Have dual authentication. Make difficult passwords so that nobody can sneak in and hack you. And when it comes to getting banned and stuff, the first thing I would understand is people do not like, I can't say people across the board, but the devil doesn't like that the gospel is being preached online. So you will have to understand that you're going to run into some turbulence with that. For example, I got kicked off of TikTok twice for preaching the gospel online, but it didn't stop me. I created a third account and we're still going. We're at like half a million on there now. So you're going to run into things like that. But an easy way to avoid running into copyright or getting banned is, don't necessarily copy people's content. without giving them credibility. So you don't want to have any copyright. So if you take a piece of somebody's content, you want to give them a shout out or understand in the description or the comments that and make sure that you're conveying that you got the content from them. That's typically the number one reason why we see people get banned is because they take other people's content. So that's probably the number one thing to steer clear from.
Yeah. Well, Talon, it's been such a delight to talk with you. I mean, every day on my feed, I would get 10 invitations from people promising me they're going to double my Instagram account every 2 days for the next, 5 years. And so it is amazing how many people are out there trying to do what you actually are doing super successfully. And I have no, like I said, hesitation in getting for anybody to get in touch with Talon for his course and to be part of that vision to become 1,000 online evangelists. What would people do, Talon, to get in touch with you?
Yeah, and thank you for endorsing this and encouraging people to join. That means a lot to us. We appreciate it, and I'm so thankful that people are catching the vision. What you can do is you can go to theviralrevival.com. So we just built a brand new website that we're building out for this specifically, but it's theviralrevival.com, and you can see what we're doing there. And there's going to be links on there where you can get more information. You can also follow me on any platform at talon.michael on Instagram or on YouTube or Facebook. But the Viral Revival, all one word, .com is where you're going to be able to kind of catch a vision for how many people are getting born again and how you can join us in our mission to raise up 1,000 online evangelists that will reach this generation with the gospel.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, just in closing, one of the things I have found, and I've been following Jesus now, Talon, for 52 years. I got born again when I was 19, and that wasn't a great revival. It was like the Jesus revolution. But then we saw like the charismatic move where the denominations are being touched by the Holy Spirit. Then we saw like the church growth movement with Dr. Yongyi Cho and a number of others. And we kind of birthed our churches in that time in the early 80s. And then we've seen successive moves of God. There's been Pensacola. There's been the Rodney Howard Brown revival. And I know that you have recently been with Rodney, and what a great ministry and man of God he's been to the world, and bringing Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit and revival in many ways in those days. And so, having seen all these new moves of God, it's been interesting from my perspective to see how the previous move of God is actually quite critical of the next move of God. And they don't understand it. It's not what they were doing, but it's a new thing. And I would just, like to think that we can help people, even though they may not fully understand what you're doing and what a new generation of evangelists are doing, that there'd be support for it. There wouldn't be people just criticizing and saying, they're using all this dramatic stuff, which is what YouTube does. It's always very dramatized and excessive, and finding things that are kind of exciting and fast moving and fast paced. It seems to me anyway, these are the guys like Mr. Beast. It's always like click, 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 very short attention span. But I think if we can understand this is a new strategy that God is going to use to reach literally millions of people for Christ, then it would be extremely helpful.
Amen. Jesus said that this gospel will be preached to all the nations of the world. And really, really, if you study it, I think social media is kind of like, it has that same taste that tele-evangelism had when it first birthed, And when Dr. Billy Graham and many other ministers were just getting onto television, Dr. Oral Roberts and others like that, great men of God, at first the people kind of criticized it. They kind of even mocked it, and they thought, I don't know, this is demonic. Everyone was calling the television demonic, and it ended up birthing a mighty move of gathering people through television. And I believe that the same way we saw God reach people through television, we're going to see an even greater measure he's going to reach people through social media, because social media is touching the four corners of the planet. And there's no way around it. Most people in this generation spend a large majority of their time looking at this thing. So if they're going to look at it, we're going to get the gospel in front of them. And I believe we're going to reach the planet by the grace of God through social media evangelism.
Oh, totally. I tell pastors too that, you know, the front door of your church is in your pocket. That's a quote from a friend of mine, David Adamson. And I mean, everybody checks you out online before they go any further. People check their future marriage partner out on their house, their car, even if they're going to buy a pencil, they're going to check it out online. So there's going to be about 10 to 20 moments where people check us out online before they actually come to a church or have a real encounter in the real world. And I think that we just have to give this the due significance that it's got in our world today and make sure that we are being part of a light in the darkness. And you're doing that in an incredible way. So thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you again for having me and for endorsing this and helping us to spread the word. If there's anybody that watches this or listens to it, we'd love to have you join us and become one of the 1,000 to preach the gospel online.
That's awesome, Taylor. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. Check out more content on the C3 Church Global Instagram and YouTube page. C3 is a movement of many hundreds of churches around the world, Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and connect-driven. So wherever you are around the world, I encourage you to find a C3 church near you. See you again soon.